Today is the 21st day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today. Man, we are counting down the days that we have left on the journey. Certainly counting down the days to Christmas, just a few days from now. So it is really wonderful to be here around the global campfire and have this little oasis of time for calm, for some deep breaths, and to allow God to use His Word to speak to us in our lives. And so we've been moving through a book a day for a while, and we're starting another book today in the Old Testament, but we're not going to finish it. It's the book of Zechariah, and it's the 11th of the 12 minor prophets. And we'll hang out in Zechariah right up until the last couple of days of the year. And we read the book of Haggai yesterday. So what we're about to read in Zechariah and Haggai were contemporaries. Zechariah continued his ministry long after Haggai, but they were prophesying at the same place, at the same time, for the same reason, which was the rebuilding of the temple. Zechariah's grandpa, Iddo was his name, was named among the first leaders of the priestly families to be able to return from exile with Zerubbabel. And this tells us that Zechariah was probably a priest, or he was probably at least in a priestly family. And his name means God remembers. And this remembering of the covenants and the restoration that resulted is the theme of the book. But we'll see that Zechariah is a lot longer than Haggai, and it's a lot broader in its scope and its style. Zechariah talks about 8 night visions that he experiences, and they're apocalyptic in nature. They're very symbolic. They're a lot like what we're reading in the book of Revelation. And in light of the rebuilding of the temple, God was starting a bought bigger plan of sweeping restoration, but the people would have to participate. And that's when we hear some famous things like, "Return to me and I will return to you," says the Lord of Heaven's armies. And so God's calling the people back. But Zechariah also foretells of a coming Messiah with verses that we recognize this time of year. "Rejoice, O people of Zion. Shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, yet he is humble, riding on a donkey's colt. And so, because of that and some of the other prophecies, we find Zechariah being quoted in the Gospel of Matthew, in the Gospel of Mark, in the Gospel of John, and in the book of Revelation, all in reference to Jesus. But ultimately, Zechariah is meant to be received as prophetic encouragement and to give clear reminders that God is utterly sovereign in all things, at all times, in all places. And so let's take that on board in our lives and apply it to ourselves and take that encouragement and lean into God's sovereignty as we go through whatever we're going through. We'll see in Zechariah that this is going somewhere, and this is going somewhere good if we return to God. And so we begin Zechariah chapter 1. In the 8th month of Darius's 2nd year, the Lord's message came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo. "The Lord was very angry with your ancestors. Therefore say to the people, 'The Lord of Heaven's armies says, turn to me, says the Lord of Heaven's armies, and I will turn to you, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. Do not be like your ancestors, to whom the former prophets called out, saying, "This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies has said. Turn now from your evil wickedness." But they would by no means obey me, says the Lord. As for your ancestors, where are they? And did the prophets live forever? But have my words and statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, not outlived your fathers?" Then they paid attention and confessed, "The Lord of Heaven's armies has indeed done what he said he would do to us because of our sinful ways." On the 24th day of the 11th month, the month Shabbat, in Darius's second year, the Lord's message came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo. I was attentive that night and saw a man seated on a red horse that stood among some myrtle trees in the ravine. Behind him were red, sorrel, and white horses. Then I asked one nearby, "What are these, sir?" The angelic messenger who replied to me said, "I will show you what these are." Then the man standing among the myrtle trees spoke up and said, "These are the ones whom the Lord has sent to walk about on the earth." The riders then agreed with the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle trees. "We have been walking about on the earth, and now everything is at rest and quiet." The angel of the Lord then asked, "O Lord of heaven's armies, how long before you have compassion on Jerusalem and the other cities of Judah that you have been so angry with for these 70 years?" The Lord then addressed good, comforting words to the angelic messenger who was speaking to me. Turning to me, the messenger then said, "Cry out that the Lord of heaven's armies says, 'I am very much moved for Jerusalem and for Zion, but I am greatly displeased with the nations that take my grace for granted. I was a little displeased with them, but they have only made things worse for themselves. Therefore, this is what the Lord has said: I have become compassionate toward Jerusalem and will rebuild my temple in it, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Once more, a surveyor's measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem. Speak up again with the message of the Lord of heaven's armies. My cities will once more overflow with prosperity, and once more the Lord will comfort Zion and validate his choice of Jerusalem." Once again I looked, and this time I saw four horns. So I asked the angelic messenger who spoke with me, "What are these?" He replied, "These are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem." Next, the Lord showed me four blacksmiths. I asked, "What are these going to do?" He answered, "These horns are the ones that have scattered Judah so that there is no one to be seen. But the blacksmiths have come to terrify Judah's enemies and cut off the horns of the nations that have thrust themselves against the land of Judah in order to scatter its people." Revelation 12. Then a great sign appeared in heaven: a woman clothed with the sun and with the moon under her feet, and on her head was a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was screaming in labor pains, struggling to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven: a huge red dragon that had 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its heads were 7 diadem crowns. Now the dragon's tail swept away a third of the stars in heaven and hurled them to the earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that he might devour her child as soon as it was born. So the woman gave birth to a son, a male child, who is going to rule over all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was suddenly caught up to God and to his throne, and she fled into the wilderness, where a place had been prepared for her by God, so she could be taken care of for 1,260 days. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back, but the dragon was not strong enough to prevail, so there was no longer any place left in heaven for him and his angels. So that huge dragon, the ancient serpent, the one called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, was thrown down to the earth, and his angels along with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, "The salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the ruling authority of his Christ have now come, because the accuser of our brothers and sisters, the one who accuses them day and night before our God, has been thrown down. But they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. Therefore, you heavens, rejoice, and all who reside in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you. He is filled with terrible anger, for he knows that he only has a little time. Now when the dragon realized that he had been thrown down to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. But the woman was given two wings of a giant eagle so that she could fly out into the wilderness, to the place God prepared for her, where she is taken care of, away from the presence of the serpent, for a time, times, and half a time. Then the serpent spouted water like a river out of his mouth after the woman in an attempt to sweep her away by a flood. But the earth came to her rescue. The ground opened up and swallowed the river that the dragon had spewed from his mouth. So the dragon became enraged at the woman and went away to make war on the rest of her children. Those who keep God's commandments and hold to the testimony about Jesus. And the dragon stood on the sand of the seashore. Psalm 140. For the music director, a psalm of David. O Lord, rescue me from wicked men. Protect me from violent men who plan ways to harm me. All day long they stir up conflict. Their tongues wound like a serpent. A viper's venom is behind their lips. Selah. O Lord, shelter me from the power of the wicked. Protect me from violent men who plan to knock me over. Proud men hide a snare for me. Evil men spread a net by the path. They set traps for me. Selah. I say to the Lord, you are my God. O Lord, pay attention to my plea for mercy. O sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, you shield my head in the day of battle. O Lord, do not let the wicked have their way. Do not allow their plan to succeed when they attack. Selah. As for the heads of those who surround me, may the harm done by their lips overwhelm them. May he rain down fiery coals upon them. May he throw them into the fire. From bottomless pits they will not escape. A slanderer will not endure on the earth. Calamity will hunt down a violent man and strike him down. I know that the Lord defends the cause of the oppressed and vindicates the poor. Certainly the godly will give thanks to your name. The morally upright will live in your presence. Proverbs 30:17. The eye that mocks at a father and despises obeying a mother, the ravens of the valley will peck it out, and the young vultures will eat it. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for bringing us into the book of Zechariah, second to the last book. There's only one other book that we will even encounter. So as we move through these days in Zechariah, Holy Spirit, come, lead us to see what we need to see. Allow us to hear what we need to hear in the way that we need to hear it. Lead us forward as we continue this journey, a journey toward the busyness of Christmas, a journey outside outside of that on the back half and into the new year. You have been faithful to us, even when we have not. And we humbly repent and ask you to lead us forward that we might finish strong and finish well. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It's the website. It's where you find out what's going on around here. It's Christmas time around here. My personal life. I always remember this because it's the 21st of December. That was my parents' anniversary. If they were both still here, which they are not, this would be their 60th. That's pretty crazy. But in honor of them, anyway, happy anniversary. But it's Christmas time around here, and so we all know that. Christmas at Daily Audio Bible this year has been centered around what's coming next for us in the next year with the new app coming under heavy development at this point. And so we collected some of the music albums that we've created at the Daily Audio Bible and pressed those onto commemorative kind of collector's edition vinyl a keepsake from the Global Campfire, and those can be found at dailyaudiobible.com in the shop, or if you're using the app, just navigate to the shop and you'll see a Christmas section there and you can look at them there. So thank you for checking that out. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible as the days of this year wind down, thank you humbly and profoundly. We literally could not be here if we were not in this together. And so thank you humbly. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, DAB family. It's Soaring on Eagle's Wings from Canada. Trajan, I hope I pronounce your name properly. You're from Massachusetts. You have died to the lifestyle of gangs, and now you are living the life you have in Christ. And you're a new member of the DAB, I think. And I just want to say to you, my brother, welcome to the family of God. And welcome to the DAB family all over the world. We love you. We accept you. We recognize that you want to go the straight path according to your testimony. And I love that little poem that you said, or the rap that you did. And now I say, Abba, Father, you see this young man, all the time that he was involved in other things, you had your hand on him. You had your eye on him. And so now he's realized that all those things mean nothing. But you are the only source of strength that we need. And you give us the strength to fight the battle against the enemy, Satan. This is Christmas time coming as we rejoice in the birth of our Savior and King. I pray that you would wrap your arms around Trajan, and may he feel the warmth of your love, and may he celebrate Christmas in a brand new way, with friends, with family, whoever. But let there be great rejoicing, and may he find the church that he can go and celebrate with them. Brother, I love you. Keep it up.
Hello, DAB family. This is Joyful Noise from Southern California. I stand at the top of a mountain after a long hike this Sunday, December 17th, and I just heard Chris's request for prayer. Chris, you are asking our community to pray for you. As a dad of a young, new daughter, I know that you are just, I'm clearly disheartened by the diagnosis of, the possible diagnosis of MS and everything that you've been through with COVID and all that. I just want to say to you that as I was pondering how to pray for you, I just want to let you know that the Holy Spirit prompted me to share these words with you, that God, you know, God can hold back the hands of time. He has turned back the sun on several occasions that we know of, and perhaps more. He is a God that his arm is not too short. He wanted me to remind you of that. He wanted me also to remind you that his outstretched arm is powerful, and there is nothing he cannot accomplish. So I'm going to stand in faith with you, Chris, and pray the following. Heavenly Father, I just lift up Chris, and I invite our community to lift him up as well in prayer, and just state that, you know, God, you are the great physician. You are the one that designed our bodies. You created us. We were woven together in our mother's womb. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, God, and you are our creator. And I just lift up with a passion and with a heart of faith that you will indeed turn back this diagnosis, God. I just pray that you will look down with mercy upon him and turn your face and your countenance towards Chris and just bless him with health today and always, God, and that you you lengthen the days of his life, God, and that you reveal to him where he needs to be. And
hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, you said that you came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. We give you thanks for all your blessings and answered prayers. Open our minds to receive your word and grant us the grace to be obedient in any way that we need to today. Give us willing spirits to follow your instructions. By your Holy Spirit, guide us to be in the right places at the right time. Father, make us diligent in all areas of our lives. Open the doors of opportunities for us so that we may walk through them. Give us spirits of excellence so that we may do well in all that you have committed to us. Grant us an abundant life, Father. Let our lives be pleasing to you so that we will be able to receive the fullness of your blessings both in this life and in the life to come. Father, give us the blessings of your divine help and guidance and suffer us not to fail. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, Chris. This is his little Cherie in Canada. I heard you call in saying that you have MS, and I do too. And I've decided that every time I say I have MS, I'm going to remember that MS stands for a mighty savior. So you're not alone. There are many of us in this community that are walking the same road, holding the hand of a mighty savior. And so I understand completely what you're talking about with the symptoms that you're struggling with, the numbness and not being able to walk far and not being able to do what you used to do. And I'm praying for you. I'm going to write your name in my prayer book so I don't forget to pray. And I hope it encourages you to know that many people in this community will be praying for you. And I hope you feel it. I hope it hits your heart. We love you, Chris, and we're praying for you.